is a B'tzayit, has a Nidai. Simishim Memchet, Kot Bey. There's a halacha regarding Kinyan Chatzin. You know that a Chatzin is Tameret, if someone has a Chatzin which is guarded, so it's kind of for a person. The chatur is not mishtameres, so it's only kind of if you have a person who is there, because the bialim are there, and they would like to be kindness, and it's kind of even, but then you need that. You don't need a maaser that lives in the chatur, it's the chatur is mishtameres. If the chatur itself has a fence around it, it's always kind of, even shalai nidat. If it's a chatur, which is not mishtameres, so the owner is there, something blows into the field, and the field is kind. If you have an aveda that blows into someone's field, if he has an ashava, he wants to be kind, so he's kind. Either it's mishtameres, or he's dead. The place is mishtameres in the din of kinyone gezeilah. Last week I mentioned to you that kinyone gezeilah, when a guy steals something, or a guy will steal something, he's kind of it's not his, so we can't call it Kenyan Gomor. We call that Kenyan Geneva. Kenyan Geneva means that he owns it to the point he's bought it a Shimer. A Shimer is Pater and Einstein. He has it in garden. The garden is Kaiv, he's kind of the Kaiv. That's called Kenyan Geneva. The size is specific. Something blows into your field. That belongs to somebody, not heaven. Something which has a simon, has a person's name on it, it blows into your field. And you decide, you have a machshava, you want to be kindness. You want it to be yours. You want your chatzah to be kindness. Are you kindness to kinyani gezeila in that manner? I mean, what the shayla is, could you become a ganis with a machshava without a ma'aseh? The person become a ganis because you see something that belongs to someone else coming to Zushus. And he would like to keep it. He has a mashava to keep it. So it's a type of chatzah which would be kind of aveda. What happens by the same? It's not an aveda, it's the same. Somebody else's thing. They blew it in, I'll be mechuyav to return it, and have in mind they'd like to keep it. Could you become a ganiv with mashava alone without a ma'aseh? Without a ma'aseh. There's a second shayla, similar, same shayla, second application. If you're a shayver, say someone gives you his basketball to watch, you keep it in your locker. He tells you to watch it, you put it in your locker, and that's where you're watching it. And then, now obviously, if you go and you use it without his assurance, you're a guy. You have a good day. What happens if you didn't use it, but you had in mind to use it? Your machshava was that you're going to use it or that you're going to keep it. You're shayver. It's in your rishus already. And you have in mind that you're going to use it or you're going to keep it, but you want to have kinyan gezeila. You understand? You're not a lamdin that you're thinking, I want to have kinyan gezeila. But you're thinking, I want a godwood. Is it kind or not?
You need to use it? You're going to need that.
You think you're also gezeila. You use it and you're chayver on your kinyan to it. And shalof yad, you the one shayla is kinyan gezeila. That's a practical shayla. The other shayla is does he have a label gani? So the size is down on the shayla. He's nicer that there are no kinyan gezeila where they can become a god without a mind. The Rabbi Chanan says that this shayla of the Ksais is a machlokes here between the Ritzvah and Taisus. Taisus the Edomot Lematim Adu, right? You look at the Ritzvah, it's got a star in it, halfway to Taisus. So listen to what the Ritzvah says. Ritzvah Mepharish Pshitas Rashi, Pshita Leilasha, Sa'ili, Kishatechav Leibal Karabai. If someone puts something in your mouth against your will, if you would put it in your mouth and you want it, מיד כשמייסים בפיר ולא יהדר, קודם מיד לצי בייסים. What does this law say? That as soon as someone puts something in my mouth, may recite me, and I don't mind. So when it gets into my mouth, before I swallow it, I'm already claimed on this, can you not even say, well, I say, I say, may bon kaza. So, the response saying that the reason Rashi has signed the Gemara, that he stuck it into his mouth by Karcha, is because then he stuck it in Mer Sinai, so he's a kind of, I didn't do any ma'isim, the other person put it into his mouth. You see the Mitzvah holds that you could be, as a place to see what happens to eat. We see Taisus holds that you could claim a Kinyanic Zeyl of a Mashava greater. Now, just with a Mashava itself, you could become a God, you could have Kinyanic Zeyl. Now, this means both Chad and Rashi, Taisus who have disagreed, doesn't hold them. So, the Rabbi Chanda is saying that the square is really into the Perisha. The Perisha Taisus seems clearly to hold. Any way around it? That's okay. Taisus says, someone sticks something into my mouth and it's Sinai. I have in mind that I want to conceal it. So as soon as it comes into my mouth, I'm kind. That's good, right? What? Sayeya is a meiser. So if he opens his mouth, he only say is a meiser. It's a meiser gzeila. Yeah, we would say that the meiser is it. And then he say, yeah. I open my mouth. He says it's the ish, but now he says that's a meiser. So maybe here the person say it's different. He opens his mouth, the person stick it in. So if he holds it, say ish, but now ish, it's a meiser. Like I said, maybe according to that, the Muhammad is not right. Good. What?
Really
well, if you don't want it, you may have everyone's mind.
You know, you want to
do it. What Yanki is saying is that if you hold it, say Yesh Benanish, as he said last week, but then if I hold my mouth and in a position in order for something to happen, to my nice. So then it will be a nice example. And if the response says it's a nice example, it gets into my mouth, and it says Adam Chai Vaisen. So, you know, Rabbi Chanan's Raya is Bukhara not a Raya. It says it's Rabbi Chanan's Kasha, because the response not like Kasha. According to this, it could be Taki here is different because it's the same. There's one more Ritzvah before we go to the next one. Again, that's the place that's like Shricha. This Ritzvah, some of you showed me in the Gehar Shaila. We had a Shaila the other week. Someone stabbed somebody. Someone stabbed someone. Not a Shabbos, it's like a week. Not something I call Shabbos. Talking now about Ritzvah. He killed him. And as he stabs him, he cuts through his suit in order to stab him. Does he have to pay for the suit or not? That was the shaila that we had last week. I was saying that it's two different things. He cuts through the suit, he cuts through the skin. It just happens to be the skin is right next to the suit. But the truth is that it's all two knives. And most of you disagreed. I still don't understand as far as why you think it's all one knife. The Chaim, who was here last week, said that to him, it's, I don't know, it seems different if you write it. If you dip through a coat, maybe you'd be right. The coat is here, but a shirt and the skin, that's mamish on your skin, that's mamish by the other. I don't understand. What's the difference if it's a coat and a skin or a guy? Now, so therefore, there was also time is that I'm wrong because of this Ritzvah. Let's see the Ritzvah. The other place is like Ritzvah. Let's see what the Ritzvah says. It happens in the Kiddush. Ritzvah Tirish Demayri Yatilu Ba'echlun Deloy Ni'isi the Kivan Yitachat Lai the Beit Habliya Ubala the Nehenem Yad Boy Chashit Boy Kech plus there's nothing about that the food becomes near forget about that you stick it in someone's Beit Habliya and he swallows the Nehenem Yad so it happens in two steps I just said there's a part of the throat where you can't cross it up anymore you're in bondage. And then there's the part of the throat where you have Hanor. Right? Two different sections of the throat. So Soter, that's all one. Eyes, two. You and them done all along is two different parts of the throat. He says, no, it's Bon Kerchen. Abba Fisha ain't Kerchen Manish. Is this the same as what you wish you were trying to say? Same thing? So it's the same like this. It's two parts of the throat. The part of the throat where when you swallow it, you're a gun. You can't cough it up anymore. Then, you swallow it further, there you're in a henna, and there you have to say the person's chayavim. So in Chayra, we then don't kill the mitzvah, that it's two separate things. That the geneva comes in the higher part of the throat, and the hano comes in the lower part. So Chay says, no, it's all one. Afo bishe en kecha nanish. Is this the same? Someone cut off his finger with a tummy dick and knife. This is mamish, the same case as the stabbing case. No? What happened? The person was taught. He took a tummy knife, cut off his finger. When he touched his finger, he made him tummy. When he touched his finger, could a kaylee make a person tummy? Terrible, how do you pull all of it? Kaylee that's tummy from tummy snake can make a person tummy. So the kaylee, as soon as it touched his skin, he became tummy. And then he kept on cutting, he cut off his finger, made him a bamum. Did that happen in one shot? So I would have said it's not one shot. Touched the skin. Made him tummy. Didn't cut his finger off. Later, when he cut off the finger, then he made him a bamum. So Dr. Ispa, no, that's no one. How did she have to eat him? Sorry, couldn't she eat that? Well? So the chilic will be there since they come later out in the day. Now we will say, come later to Rabbi Minei. Now there the chiluk has to do with, does not do a come later Rabbi Minei. There it has to do with, I'm not sure, it's over there. With Balmum and Shemesh Batumas too. But it's the same with Gabi come later Rabbi Minei. That if you do, if you have two things, Bahavi Adadi, you do two Adai. Balmum Shemesh is an Adaira, and Tommy Shemesh is an Adaira. If you say they came separately, then they're two separate affairs, there's no conflict. They says, no, they come together, even though they're separate apart. Now, I don't think this is the same. I think, and we'll have to see now in the studio we're up to, that the spa is not the way it looks at first glance. At first glance, the spa is saying that if it's a split second apart, it's one thing. Is that as far as? As far as that, the split second apart is one thing. Huh? As far as that, split second apart should be one thing. I think the way Reb Ruvain understands this, and so Reb Ruvain is on the next Gemara, which we're going to learn in a minute, and he alludes back to this place. The way Reb Ruvain understands Taisus is referring to a case where the two things must come together. Where that's the way it is. The way it is you swallow something, it goes through the throat, and it goes down, and it goes down the, goes through the top of the throat, and then it gets to the bottom of the throat. You can't swallow the bottom of the throat.
The same
on Maisa. Not only the name of the Maisa, but it's the way the Maisa has to happen. Theoretically, you could poke a hole in the guy's neck and stick it in the bottom half of the throat, but it means the normal way this might happen is go to the top of the throat and get to the bottom of the throat. It's the normal way for these two things to go together. But there's no space to see. You're a space. I said to say to Barnes, oh, he said, I mean, when it has to be the sequence. He said, the shot said that it's not, yes, it was happening, but there's no order. Here, so here the Nikudah is not the order, but the Nikudah is that it's got to go together. It's but saying that when it has to go together, then that's considered one thing. Now, in the case of swallowing, that's easy. there's no way to swallow to the bottom of the throat, you go to the top of the throat, even though one's a second apart, it's all one. You say, come. And what about cutting the finger? It's the same thing. You can't cut a person's finger unless you touch his skin. And it's possible to take a foreign knife and cut him, then he won't be tummy. But mice, the way you're cutting off his finger, you have to do the two together. You can't cut his finger without touching his skin. So, it comes with Vasaka, what Taisus means. Taisus means that it comes with Vasaka, this is the way it comes. Now, to kill somebody, he doesn't have to be wearing the Dakota Vasaka. You say, well, Mike, if he's wearing a suit, the only way to kill him is to cut through his suit. So he got Vasaka, we still have a Shaila. I don't know that's the right type. Type being a Raya from a slave, but it's the only way it has to happen. You can't cut his finger without touching his skin. But is that the same as. No, you're right. He just happens to be wearing a jacket. It's not that in order to stab someone, you have to cut his jacket. Not necessarily right. Now we're going to see that this is far is of much greater significance than it is when you define the crisis because of this coming to the end. But the Pshat in Rashi was not only the Bidus. In other words, the Pshat we said last week in Rashi was in order to be able to explain Rashi that Rashi also holds in Sinai. The Spar saying that Rashi and Taisus, remember I said yesterday, wait till Machlaik Rashi and Taisus. It's only from Machlaik and Din, which is the way I explained it last week. Wait till Machlaik is the Sukhi talking with Sinai about Karpa. If the Spar learns that the Sukhi is talking about Karpa, he doesn't have to come on to the whole truth. We didn't do the last two lines of the Amid. The Papa represents Shafal Echavei Mashma Shal Shumma Zaktiv. And Rav Ashi Amar Bizar Shafal Shumma Rishalai Zakar Shuram Shafadei. These are two more cases of Hadadi, of Kirli Dramine. The Chiddush of Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says, is that even though it's Nisal was there, but Tashmumi was there, still, it is considered, even though Nisal was there, the faith is Nisa, the Shemayim, and it's money was there because you ripped the shirayim. Afal pk, you're puffing. And that itself is a machlokes to somebody, right? Rashi saying that this Rav Ashi's case is a machlokes. This is the case of Yisrael was there, that woman was there. So Rav Ashi's case itself would be totally in a machlokes. Hopefully we'll come back to the new Mishloh Zeh Tashlum Zeh. So the next two Yitzhak Gemara, we'll come back to the new Tashlum Zeh. Gufa. Gufa. Amr of Chisda. Mai de red lefa ye ben akana, but gai mechal be shal chavera. Ba'ach wa ishu chai, she find us every day, but can't you go to Yitzhak Gemara. As you see now, which he had in the previous book. Now we have a new thing. Raima, Vigil de Rab Abin. Amr of Abin. So let's, 2 seconds. You have to understand Rab Abin. And then we can try to understand the comparison to Rav Chisda. Now listen carefully to the case, because this is our whole discussion for the next Amid and a half. We have 3 words, which we have to understand. We understand those 3 words, so we can go to the next Amid and a half easily. Otherwise, you have a problem. Hazayat takes the Shilas Arbol to say parable. Someone shoots an arrow. Dalet Amid, the Shabbos. The Kara Shirayim Ba'ali Chasay. And he rips Begadim Ba'ali Chasay as it was flying, and it kept on flying. It flew as it goes to the place he wanted it to land. Tucked it from money. Why? Because his chai is on Dinei Shabbos. She'akira Tzairach Hanachi. Before you guys told me Akira Tzairach Hanachi, everything was good. Shannon Harold, the beginning of four, the end of four, you lift something the way, you can read everything, you can see tomorrow. You make the complicated. Check your assessment. Well, what was the problem that he had to say to yourself and also? So the problem he has is that it wasn't Dalet Amis when it was. The people of Rashi, Shakir Tzefon, Afa, Hilka, Afa, Gav, Yishiv, Mamas. The Kameh Hanocha, Ashilei, Pas. Hayel, Ubein, Akir, Vanocha, Ashilei, Yisrael. The Tashlum, Ashilei, Yisrael, the Tashlum, Bar, Kefa, Shakir Tzefon, Afa. Umeyahi, Shaita, Atkul, Allah, Allah. Let's cut a few seconds off. Here's the account. You shoot an arrow, Dalet Amis. On the way, you break something. Let's say it breaks something after 2 hours. You shoot an arrow after 2 hours. At that point, is the person Kailisa? 2 hours before you want Kailisa. It's not Kailisa when it goes to Dalet Amis. So it bothers. Right? It bothers the Gemara. Rashi says, why? Why is that called Badi Adadi? What's the answer? When I'm there, it's Kairisa. So now, once he's Kairisa, when I'm there, it's Dhamis. That's not the same time that I lift the shoe. Therefore, it shouldn't become a Dhamis. Now, the Gemara, Akiva Sarahanacha, which means. That's what you're saying, too late. If it was that short, then he'd be put up on the then he'd get higher money. But the point is, it did go down, and that wasn't the most important. Those were the intentions. So the question is, why do we mean that the Akira, I mean, you can't say he's higher money than the Akira, just that tonight you need another. The Akira is no more pressure than another. There'd be two things, Akira and another. That aspect of the Akira is not more than that Nacha. Akira is better than Nacha. There are two ways to learn this Sugya. Both ways are brought by the Stifler in the print I have, it's in the top text. If you have the newest print, you have to look in the text. Both ways. The two ways are also brought in Rav Ruvain, which hopefully we'll discuss probably tomorrow. And Rav Ruvain on this Gemara is above a comma. The meaning is days. What is the type of these three words? Akira, Zerach, Anachahu. And the Gemara says, Hachigami, Abba, Zerach, Achilu. Oh, I should have started up with you. You're telling me the Akira is the beginning of the Malacha. The Gemara says, Hachba, when you pick up the Kalev to eat it, that's the beginning of the eating of the Kalev. Says it wouldn't make sense. I pick up the chaylev. The Gemara is saying it should be the same thing. Picking up the chaylev is the tzairuch of the eating of the chaylev, and therefore, they come late from picking it up. You know, I'd be out there when you pick it up.
I recall that eating.
So, put him out, it's the same shot. What is the middle? When you put him in the mouth. Well, you say, let's say someone is chewing the vegetable. He just follows it. Chewing it, you just chew out of it as he's chewing it. They come to Ramine. Is it chewing in Aveira of Malkus? Or is it only when he's swallowing it, he rips your eye? Chewing is probably Aveira. You don't chew. My point is, like, if you use it in their time, you swallow the condition like they're not chewing. By where? Look up this sentence. Side issue. The chewing has nothing to do. Chewing is saying to pick it up.
But over here, you could
just, okay, send it as my home. In theory, if someone chooses it one day and spits it out, and then he takes it again and swallows it, it'll be there for you. But where there are certain things it's normal to swallow home.
I don't need
chewing. I said, unless he puts it in his mouth. It has to pass through your mouth to get your throat. There are two ways to learn this sugya. One we're going to call Shita the Rajba, certainly the Rajba Shita. Yeah, some will call it the Ramban Shita. Second way to learn, we're going to call the Shita Taisus and the Ra'ah. And some call that the Ramban Shita. But the Ramban is either the Shita or like this. The reason I'm mentioning it to you is because you'll see the Ramban mentioned this way and that way. It can be confusing, so I'm telling you, Ramban mentioned both ways. But the Shita of the Rajba, the Shita of the Ra'ah and Taisus. The example I would use to explain, we'll start with the Rajba Shita. It's the easier Shita to explain, then we'll get to Taisus. The Rajba, Taisus, Akira, Tzarech Hanacha, to say that it's all one Aveira. Rav Shimon in Shari Yesha as a Chakira regards in Perek Gimel Oysed Vav Shari Gimel Perek Zed Vav declares when somebody eats the Kazayas of Nevela, it's an Aveira starting from when? It's an Aveira starting from the first piece that is actually swallowed, right? He eats the Kazayas to say after the fresh. He has a kazayas in the veil. It's not one piece. He takes a steak. He cuts it into pieces. He eats a little bit at a time. The aveira started from the very first mashu that he swallowed. The din einish. There's no einish if you eat. He has a kazayas. Declares, when is a person chayiv an einish mouth? Should we say, an aveira it is from the beginning. But the einish is from swallowing the last bit that totals the kazayas, so that the aveira that he gets malchus for is the last mashahu which made it into a kazayas, the last swallow that made it into a kazayas. The previous swallows are swallows that are not malchus to kazayas, the chafishir aveira. So for example, he swallows three times, he cuts his three kazayas into three pieces, he swallows one, took another piece of second and third time, all the death of the past, he's had them. Do we say that he apologizes is for the third swallow, the last swallow? Or I will say, no, he apologizes is for all three. That there is not for the last mashu, that there is for the kazayas. Just we didn't know it. Little did we know, when we swallowed the first kazayas, that would turn into an isthmus. But what's an isthmus? An isthmus is already on the first kazayas. You understand me? Cutting his lineage. He says, I think he says, I'm going to do it. So however you learn Pesachim, question is, what is the Einish for? Not the faith. The veil of the Torah could be what is the Einish for? Is the Einish for the last bit, or is the Einish for the every desire along the way? I'll be an Ashkenina. What? If you only do part of it, not to need it, because everyone agrees that you only have to die if you pass.
And he starts, but it doesn't come out before he can finish it.
We'll also agree on whether you pass it. Maybe the other way, someone forced him to eat the first half of the diet, then he willingly ate the second. Huh? The comment about it, it would be one not to need it. When you swallow the first tzedakah, you were about to somebody. That would certainly be a nafkamina. That's nafkamina that the Rosh is talking about. The another nafkamina l'chayra would be, let's say I have a chayra, and to save his life, he must eat a half a tzedakah to his train. Yes, the Rosh says eat it. Eat half a tzedakah. Tastes pretty good. He says, not a half a tzedakah. This one he had no head to take. Did he get an office now? If the Aveira has to be the whole Kazai, you know, Sharp, then he doesn't get bound. There's no Aveira the first. If the Aveira is the last Mashu that's Maslin, you can still argue back and forth, but then at least he's looking to argue. To be fair enough if he ate the last part. What? I have to learn Irish. If Irish commands the way you ought to do that. And it's not advice at all, nothing else. So if Shimon brings the Rashba from our Sukhya, the Rashba holds that it's all one long Aveira. That when you read the first swallow to the last swallow, it's all one long Aveira. It's all one long Aveira. It therefore follows that on the first bit that you swallowed, you say come with your rabbi name on the first swallow. Because it's all one out there shared by mouthing. Which means that if somebody is Karashi Rai when he swallows the Kazai, do you have to pay? We have to wait and see. Gideon's gonna eat the second half of the Kazai too. So then it'll be Chaya Malkis. So then it comes out the first half. It's also a nice Adair that's Chaya Malkis. So then we will say come with rabbi. If he just eats half a tzedakah, he never eats the second half, so then he's going to be chayim, because then what he did in the beginning was not a chayim mouthful. So it turns out that when he eats his first half of tzedakah, it's totally fine. You have to wait and see if he's going to eat the rest of the tzedakah to know if he did not have a chayim mouthful, because he didn't do not have a chayim mouthful. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba learns that that's tai shakira tzera hanafah. The Tai Shakira Terech Hanafa is that the Aveira of Shabbos is an Akira and a Hanafa. The Iker from before Dalar Anis in the street, somebody does an Akira before Dalar Anis, carries on and puts it down afterwards. What's the Aveira? Is the Aveira putting it down? That's what I would think. The Aveira is putting it down at the end of Dalar Anis. But the Gemara knows. Akira Tzorech Hanacha. The Aveira is the Akira and Anacha. It's one long Maisa Aveira. Just like eating two half a kazai, or three thirds of a kazai. It's one long Maisa Aveira, and therefore, if it's all one long Maisa Aveira, then there's Kamlai Dirabi now, even on the Akira. So Akira Tzorech Hanacha means that it's all like one long kazai. Here, look, it's all one long Aveira carry. How do you do the Aveira of carrying? You make an Akira before Dalar Amis and Hanukkah after Dalar Amis. That is the case of carrying. So come there, you say, even on the first part.
Maybe
you like to know the time of life, which I follow the time of life. But that's himself. You know that it's after the press. Or that the numbers in the pocket. There is a Kita that went from there that it's after the press. So, I don't know about that. I don't know if you want to. So that, so now the Gemara, like the Rashi Pshat in the Gemara, the very Mishavit of the Pshat, Akira Sarah Halacha means, so what? Why do you say Kamal Jamini and the Akira? It's part of the Avera. The Avera is the Akira and that nothing. So in Svara, the Rashba is the better Pshat, but now, how do you learn the next line? The Gemara says, Akira Sarah Halachi, Hachanani had bought Sarah Hachilai. What's the more chance? The more chance, Sarah Hachanani had bought Sarah Hachilai. Here too, when I pick up the chaylev in order to eat it, it's the syrup of the eating. So now how does the Rashi learn it? We're comparing Akira and Hanacha to picking up chaylev and swallowing. As we learn, the Gemara has on it, that when you pick up chaylev in order to eat it, that's the beginning of your nice avera of eating chaylev. Understand it? When I pick up chaylev in order to eat it, that's the beginning of your nice avera of eating chaylev. Okay, Zorak. Well, if that's the Akira, then it's part of it, nothing else. That's the Akira. I just want to focus on the second thing. Hagbah, Zarek, Akira, that you understand? See, if that's the Akira, nothing else. Akira means the last time it was addressed and it moved. Okay, if you pick it up and shoot it in one motion, that'll be the Akira. So I'll say nothing else. But you see what's happening here? Shabbos, you have Akira and Anocha. It's like two halves of a kazayas. That we all understand. Just like we need a kazayas in the Veil. You have Veil from beginning to end, it's one long Aveira. So Akira and Hanukkah, it's one malacha on Shabbos. When you pick it up, you put it down, that's one malacha. If you learn the first mission, the second Shabbos, you know, the person now picked it up and gave it to on the outside. You understand the Akira is the first part of the Aveira, and the Hanukkah is the second part, it's one long Aveira. Some Aveiras take time. Carrying Dalam, it takes time. You have to pick it up before Dalam and put it down after Dalam. That's understandable. But to say that if someone eats traces, the Aveira started when he picked it up in his hand. That's stretching it. The Aveira started when he picked it up. So the Stifler explains the Rashba that the Rashba learns that that's goof of the Gemara Teres. The Gemara says, Hachiyash, Hasam e extra la hanacha b'lay akira, Hachiyash la akira b'lay akba. That the Gemara is answering that by Akira and Hanukkah, you must have an Akira to do a Hanukkah to form all my Tavera. Mashenka, and I eat in Chayla, it's the extra Lachila B'lai Agba, where it's extra Lachila B'lai Agba, Dibai Bachavah. You can bend down and eat the food, you don't have to pick it up. So that's cool for the Gemara Teres, that picking it up is not part of the my Tavera. What's that happening? I would think if there would be no mitzvah to eat except if you pick it up and put it in your mouth, but you would say that the Aveira started from the moment you picked it up. Let's take it out of our mitzvah and he did the Akira before he was 13. Which he can have a case, then it can't be shot at 12 days. But let's say the case you have before. You have an onion. Somebody's an onion. And someone forces him to do the Akira. And they don't have nothing with it. So he's going to be positive. Because the Akira is divine. You have Aries Akira and another. Someone forces him to do the Akira. Even though he did the Hanukkah, but the Akira was buying, this will be fine. Let's say, the Peshur will be on the Bishop. Let's say his hook is trained. Someone forces him to pick up the Neveh. Then he willingly eats it. one of the right ones can say that he's poisoning it. So the Tzaddik says, yes, that's the Gemara's Roshkan. Yes. It's the Havamir, it's the Havamir that picking it up is part of the Adela of eating. So it's all part of the Maisa Avei. That's the way that I'm not going to argue with you. That's what I was going to learn. The Rajba, in the Pshat in Akira Sarach Hanaf is very misguided. But in the Pshat in Akba Sarach Achila, it's a Chiddush. That's a remaster. It's a very big search. This is one way to learn the Sugya. And then Akira Sarach Hanaf is a Chiddush that you say Kimlay is the whole Hemshach HaNaveh. When you have an Aveh that takes time, you say Kimla even on the first part without the second part. This is the way it works out with the Shita Sarash, not about it. Shita Tosis is that there are two ways it could be Pasek Kimla Rashi. There are two ways it could be Pasek Kimla Rashi. One way is like the Rashi says, it's Maida, that if you do an Aveira that takes time from beginning to end, any part of the Aveira you say Kimla. That's Taisa's motive. And Taisa says even more. Taisa says that if you have an Aveira, which must have the Mitzvah, it must have something else before it, not for any halachic reasons, but the Mitzvah is that one follows the other, then you say Kimla the Gerabba Bimei, even on the preparation to the Aveira. Even the that which is not part of the Aveira. Hagbah with Sarach Achila. If you must pick up food in order to eat it, then you say, Kimla Degravim on the picking up. The Gemara says, no, you don't have to pick it up, you can bend down and eat. But if you have a Mitzvah where you must do something first in order to get to the Aveira, the first part is not, it's not part of the Aveira. But you still say, Kimla Degravim. For example, let's say somebody is menaseh yayin to an avodah zarah. Pours wine to an avodah zarah. Now, there's no way to pour wine without grasping the wine in your hand at a height. Now, if you can't pour wine unless you're holding the wine higher than the ground, higher than the table. Now, there, can't be gotten the lotus, right? Why can't you tilt it? Okay, it would still be that the you mean just tilt the jar, keep the jar over. Apparently that's not nisal. Nisal, the type of nisal that we're talking about, that's an avoda, the avoda of nisal is more to make a toilet for it. It's so
difficult.
Yeah, you know, you can make a hole in the guy's throat, sticking the food, lower down, and you can do it. The problem is, you can always find it. That's a little bit of that kind of thing, man. So, what was that about? Gawking talk, though, is the more, the easy thing. I place this assumption that these stuff requires high quality. Taisus, we're going to see this in Taisus. Taisus assumes in Taisus Yibar Masasha Akira Sarah Hanachim that the only way to pour wine is to lift it and pour it. There's no other way. When I say lift it, someone else could lift it and put it in your hand, but in Taisus it is, you have to hold it at a height. You have to be holding it at a height, that's the only way to do it. So, like most of you say, you hold it in a way that you let go of the fill and get tight. The Taisus assumes that there's no other way. Eating, you can bend down and eat. Pouring, you have to open it out. So what happens if I pick up a pitcher of wine, a bottle of wine, in order to do a nisuf? Would I say, come later to Rabbi today on the Hagbah? According to Tysus, the answer is yes. That's Hagbah by Rechisotum. And Tysus says so. So Tysus holds Hagbah is by Rechisotum. You do say Kamalim around it. But Tysus, which you talk by, that you say Kamalim around it, where the Akira is part of the Maisa Averus. But not where it's a hesher, a preparation. If it's a preparation, the Rashi says you don't say Kamli Rabbi. You only say Kamli Rabbi if it's part of the Maitreya. Not if it's a Hakdama to the Maitreya. So this would be a Nafkamina between the Rashba and Tysus. Another Nafkamina is if someone puts traces into his mouth at the same time that he rips shirayim, that he rips the bag. So the avera of eating treifas is where avera of eating treifas that we had all along. Anybody? As you all know, avera of eating treifas not his mouth, when he swallows. He places it into his mouth. At that moment, we say, come later, Avni, nay. That's not like the Rajva and Tysus. According to the Rajva, when you put it in your mouth, there's no Aveira. That's not the Aveira yet. But the swallower is an Aveira. Putting traces into your mouth, it's not Aveira. You don't take off the Ramine at that moment. According to Tysus, no. You must put it into your mouth in order to be able to swallow. That's the only way to do it. So therefore, putting it into your mouth, you already take off the Ramine. This is the Machlokes between Tysus and the Ra'ah spelled it out in Shita pretty clearly, and the Rashi. Such Reb Ruvein. This ties back to the Ritzvah that we learned in the beginning of the year. The Rebbe of the Ritzvah said, that if you cut someone's finger, since you must touch, the knife must touch the skin and make him tummy before it cuts him, so therefore it's Bahadi Adadi, it's all one. The Ritzvah really meant the same as time of Akira Tzarech Hanafa, or the knife touching the skin is a Tzarech of cutting the skin. It's all back to that Ritzvah. Take a hole. So it seems that the fact that it's possible in a far-fetched way doesn't go into heaven. We're talking about the normal way. Or maybe there, because it would be shalak it out of Hachila. The normal way, because that's not a difference in eating. It's not even getting to it. The eating is really steady. The mice are very swallowing is the same. Getting to it is the difference. Akoponim, what do we have? We have two ways to learn these three words, Akira Tzarech Hanacha. Two ways to learn. Either that Akira Tzarech Hanacha means the Akira is part of the Aveira, which is the Rashi Shita. And Tysus, and again I stress, Tysus is minor to the Rashi's din. He's minor that if he traces on the first half of Kazayas, he was already take Kavla. Just Tysus holds more. Tysus holds that even if it's not part of the Maisa Aveira, it's just something you must do to get to the Aveira, you still take Kavla to the Rashi. These are the two Shitas. And this is what the Sugi is about. I beg you to look, and you have to learn the Gemara Shittites here well, but to also look at the stipler, the way he spells out the two Shittas, and we'll get to it tomorrow. There's also a Reb Chaim here on this Gemara, in the Grach al Hashas, but the stipler quotes it. He says, Yadua v'shem HaGrach. And when he says, Yadua v'shem HaGrach, it's printed in the Grach al Hashas on our